Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder and president of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video designed to help you grow in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful principle from God's Word that I call Spirit-led goal setting. Before we do that, though, let me just say a great big thank you to those of you who've been supporting one of our missionaries. You know, we're the home office for hundreds of missionaries all over the world, and it's so exciting to see what they're doing around the world. We have missionaries that do church planting, discipleship, Bible schools. Others are involved in mobile medical clinics, orphanages, translation work, aviation. The list just goes on and on. But I can tell you, none of them can do what they do without the prayer cover and the support of friends just like you. So if you're supporting one of our missionaries, thank you very much. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you have found the right place. Simply go to our website, and I'll put the address across the screen. Simply go to our website and click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there about what we do to help our missionaries stay on the field. You know, missionaries need a variety of things every single month. They need their deposits made, receipts going out. They need to track their business. We have a 24/7 login portal where all of our missionaries can log in with a password and follow their donations, communicate with their friends. It's really powerful, the program that God's enabled us to have. And so if you're a missionary, contact us. All right, let's turn our attention now to this principle that I've come to call Spirit-led goal setting. You know, it's a shame that most people have never had any formal training on goal setting. I look back in all of my schooling, obviously elementary school, we didn't have any goal setting. I can't remember one class in high school or even in college or any conferences that I went to unless I specifically opted to go to a goal training seminar. But yet we come out of school, whether it's high school or college, and we're supposed to go out in the world and do something, pay our bills, buy a house, buy cars, and people have not had any training on goal setting. I also find that most of our missionaries have never had any training on goal setting. And so we have a training video, and I'm kind of stealing some of the thunder from that training video on this particular victory video, because we trained them how to have Spirit-led goal setting. We have a whole private section of our website that the general public can't get to because these are training videos for missionaries. But I want to share some of that with you right now to help you grow in your ability to follow God's plan for your life, because you're going to have goal setting. Now, let's talk about the two different kinds of goal setting. There's what I would call humanistic goal setting. We don't want that. Humanistic goal setting is just where you plan your own life, do your own thing. James warns about that. He says, you know, people that try to go to this city or that city and I'm just going to go there and make a profit and do this or that. He says, don't be like that. You want to follow the will of God. And then there's what I call Spirit-led goal setting, where the Holy Spirit shows you step by step the assignments that God has for your life, the next steps. And so that's where we want to be. What is the line of demarcation? Good question. How do we get from humanistic goal setting to Spirit-led? I'll tell you what the key is that I've discerned through the years. It's prayer. As you pray, as you abide in Christ, as you endeavor to walk with Him and turn your heart towards Him, He has a way of impressing you, showing you, guiding you, leading you, so that you begin to see God's plan, and that makes all the difference, because you want to be on the track that God has for you and not just something that you dreamed up yourself. Now, I want to start in John chapter 16, and John chapter 16 gives us a remarkable promise from Jesus about what the Holy Spirit will do in the life of each believer. It's awesome. He says in verse 13, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, so He's talking about the Holy Spirit, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth has come, He will, what? And then He begins to list some things. Watch this. It ties into goal setting. It says, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of His own authority, but whatever He shall hear, that will He speak, and He will show you things to come. Wow, that is so powerful. The Holy Spirit will begin to communicate to us He's going to guide us. That's good news. He's going to speak to us. That's good news. And He's going to show us things to come. Honey, any way you cut that, that's goal setting. Now, you're not going to find the phrase goal setting in the Bible, but you find the principles all through the Bible. The Bible likes the word wisdom. James, we'll look at this. It says, ask for wisdom. If you lack wisdom, if you don't know what to do, you don't know the next step, ask for wisdom. God will show you. He'll give it to you. And so the principles of what I call spirit-led goal setting are all through the Bible. But here's the kickoff. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will begin to speak and show you things to come. Why? So that you can begin to do what God wants you to do. He goes on to say in verse 14, He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and declare it unto you. There it is again. I mean, look at this. In two or three verses, Jesus just repeats it over and over. He'll guide, He'll speak, He'll show you things to come. He's going to tell you. And the next verse, verse 15, it says, all things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said, He will take of Mine and show it unto you. There you go. The job of the Holy Spirit is to lead the people of God into the assignments and the plans that God has for our life. Now, let me give a great big warning about the humanistic goal setting. James, as I alluded to earlier, kind of warns us about this, and I want to hit this. We don't have enough time to just read every single verse on it, but he says a warning. He says, come now, you who say. Now, he's talking to Christians. So James is writing to the believers. And he says, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a city, spend a year, buy and sell and make a profit. And they're really not being led by the Holy Spirit. He's kind of speaking facetiously here. He's saying, those of you who say I'm going to do this and that, you better watch out. He says, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a while and vanishes away. So I can see, and I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit, what I see James saying here is our life is so short, you better be on track with what God wants you to do and not just doing your own thing. He says, instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. And he goes on and finishes his warning there. But that is so true. For Christians especially, those of us who know Christ and are endeavoring to follow God, we want to make sure that we ask, Lord, what is your will? Now, let me just hasten to add, James is not teaching against making a profit. He's not teaching against business. In fact, the Holy Spirit might tell you to go to such and such a city and buy and sell and make a profit. And so if that is the instruction of God, then you should do that. So James is simply saying, don't be presumptuous and assume I'm just going to do this and that and God has to bless me. No, He doesn't. God will bless what you put your hand to that's of Him. God will bless you if you obey Him. God will bless you if you follow His voice. But just doing your own thing, He's under no obligation to bless you. So we want to make sure we're doing what God wants us to do. Now, quickly, James chapter 1, same book, book of James. Chapter 1, verse 5 is awesome. And this is a foundational key to spirit-led goal setting, where we ask for wisdom. So it says in James chapter 1, verse 5, James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, okay, do you lack wisdom? What is wisdom? The plan, the strategy, the next steps. There's so many times in my life trying to be a good director of our missionary agency and the business that's involved in that and trying to keep it on track and discern what God wants us to do next, etc. There's so many times I just don't know what to do. I mean, I've got options, but I don't know what to do. And so I have to ask God. You need to be the same way. If you're in business or ministry or a homemaker or trying to find the path that God has for your life, start asking for wisdom. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally without reproach, and it will be given him. Isn't that awesome? It's a promise that if we'll simply ask with a sincere heart and ask in faith, he talks about faith here in a moment, God is going to give us his plan, his strategy, not just a little bit, it says liberally. He's just going to pour it on. And so, you know, that's a good thing. It keeps us in a posture of dependency on Christ. And that really is what it's all about. This foundation of prayer, abiding, communion, dependency puts us in a place where that transaction can happen, where the Holy Spirit begins to show us things to come, speak to us, lead us, and guide us. And we're not just doing our own thing, as we said. We're doing what God wants us to do. Now, I want to quickly give you five things, and I'm going to fly through these things. I'll put them across the screen, but there's so many more. This is just part of a study. By the way, we have a printable study guide, absolutely free. You need to go to that section of our website, and there's so much more on this subject of goal setting. In fact, this printable study guide is called Supernatural Goal Setting, and I did kind of a play on words, supernatural, God super, you're natural. We need the blending of those two in order to have Spirit-led goal setting. But we go through Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. There's all kind of information that you can print out. Again, this is found on our website in the free Bible study section, and there's a whole audio teaching series on this subject of supernatural goal setting. It's free. You can listen through your device or you can download them and listen at a later time. But they're found by going to that free Bible study section. So avail yourself to those. But let me just quickly give you five reasons and things, benefits, that a Spirit-led goal will do for you. Number one, it will help you define your course and measure your progress. Isn't that so true? I mean, if you don't have a goal, how do you know if you've ever reached anything? It's like one old guy said, if you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. We don't want to be like that. A goal, a Spirit-led goal, helps you to define your course. It's like a roadmap. When you begin to see what God's saying, suddenly you kind of know where you're going and you can measure your progress or lack of it. Number two, a Spirit-led goal will give you energy and excitement about life. That is so true. When you finally hear God and you know what God's saying, just an energy rises up. Why? Because it's not where you are currently that matters, it's where you're going. Boy, get hold of that. When you have a Spirit-led goal, suddenly there's an excitement about life because it doesn't matter where you are. Maybe right now you don't have any money, you don't have a job, maybe things haven't worked out, but once you've heard God and you know what God is saying, suddenly energy comes into you because it's not about where you are, it's about where you're going with Him. Number three, having a Spirit-led goal helps you to focus your energies. You know, when you finally see what God's saying, the next step, the next assignment, instead of having the shotgun mentality, you focus your mind, your efforts, your spiritual energies. It's like a magnifying glass. Remember that when you were a kid? Takes the sun's rays and focuses them. So a goal helps you to do that. It helps you to stay focused. Number four, a Spirit-led goal helps you to develop confidence and self-esteem in Christ. When you've heard God, a confidence that you've not had before will come into your life. You know what the cure for low self-esteem is? It's finding out what God says about you and what He wants you to do in life. When you find that, you're going to have confidence because you're basing your confidence and self-esteem not on what your dad said or your mother said or somebody at school said that didn't like you. You're basing what you think about yourself on what God has said and what He's showing you. And the last one I want to give you, again, there's so many more, but I want to just give you as much as I can in this short victory video. Number five, Spirit-led goals gives you a desire to persevere against all odds. When you have a Spirit-led goal, you have the energy to persevere against all odds. You know, if you didn't know God was telling you to do that, you might just throw your hands up and go like, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm quitting. That costs too much. It's too difficult. But when you know that God has spoken to you, you have the ability to persevere and press through. You think about the Apostle Paul, shipwrecks, stonings, beatings of all kinds, not just beatings. He says they beat me with rods, they beat me with a whip, they beat me different ways. What kept that guy going? Says in Acts 19, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Paul, he had seen Jesus on the road to Damascus. He knew his call, and therefore he was able to persevere when you know what God's saying. All right, the last thing I want to give you, and this is just going to take about 1 minute. I want to put across the screen how to develop a plan of action. There's three things that you need to get, and if you're taking notes, just draw this that you'll see across the screen in your notes. The first thing that you want to do is you want to write your goals. That is so important. In order to achieve and accomplish your goals, after you've sensed what God's saying, write them down. If you want a Bible passage for that, Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, talks about the importance of writing goals and writing the vision. All right, so the first column is you're going to write your goals. The second column is you want to begin to list some identifiable, measurable steps, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you've got a goal. I'll just pull one out of the air. I want to be a pilot. I want to learn how to fly. I remember when God spoke that to me years ago. And I have become a pilot for many years. I've flown across the United States hundreds of times, across the oceans to deliver medical supplies. But I remember I wrote down, number one, I'll go to the airport and make inquiry. Number two, I'll begin to talk to pilots when they let me. I'd go to the airport and I would wait for a plane to land. This was in a small town. And when the guy got out, I bothered him. I asked him questions. A lot of the guys were so nice. They said, hey, come over here and look at my airplane. Boy, that just built an image in me. Number three, I'll take my first lesson. So, you know, it's one thing to have a goal, then you want some measurable steps. And the last thing, the third column, is what I call target times. You want to write some target times down. I'll go to the airport tomorrow. I'll take my first lesson next week or next month, whenever I can afford it. And so that is a way to develop a plan of action. So remember, the foundation is prayer. James 1, verse 5, ask for wisdom and God will give it to you. Well, I trust that this has been a blessing in your life. Remember, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.